I personally don't know of any way to go back in time and change the past to change what I do. If so, how does Tshuva work? How does Tshuva hitting the heart a few times, saying vidui, praying better, how does it change the past? How does it erase all our sins? The answer Rav Kook gives in chapter 6, paragraph 5, is actually the future. We change the future. The past is connected to the future like a long chain. The past has an influence on the future. What I do now will have an influence on the future, but also gives a different meaning to the past. Not only that, the past changes or influences what I do now and what I'll do later. If I learn from the past, if I take the past, what I did, and learn from it, take a lesson from it, and make myself a better person, so even a sin in the past is making me now and will make me in the future into a better person. When I become a better person from a sin I did in the past, it means that that sin actually wasn't exactly a sin. It made me into a better person. It helped me to become closer to God. Everything is connected. I can't necessarily change what I did, but I can change the meaning of it, and I can change the influence. I have an influence on what I want. I can take the lesson, change what I want, and give the past a new meaning. And that is tshuva. Learning from the past, changing the future, and changing the meaning of what I did.